Life Incidents by James S. White. Chapter, Extent of the Work. We look upon the proclamation which has been made as being the cry of the angel who proclaimed the hour of his judgment is come. Revelation chapter 14 verses 6 and 7. It is a sound which is to reach all nations. It is the proclamation of the everlasting gospel, or this gospel of the kingdom. In one shape or other, this cry has gone abroad through the earth, wherever human beings are found, and we have had opportunity to hear of the fact. Within the last 6 years, publications treating on the subject have been sent to nearly every English and American missionary station on the globe, to all at least to which we have had access. Then again, the great religious papers of the country have all aided in this work, for some of them have published our views, as written by friends, and others have published reviews and overthrows, in which our arguments must be presented in order to refute them. By these the truth has been spread into many places where it could not have reached by the ordinary means. Then again the caricatures, which have been scattered among the rabble, have carried the great point with them, the coming of the Lord to judgment, and the time of His coming. The secular press has contributed, in no small degree, to increase and spread an interest on the question. Even the foolish and false statements which have been put forth have in some instances only turned out for the advancement of the work of God. The story, for instance, which was started by the New York Sun, that Mr. Miller had fixed on the 23rd of April, 1843, as the time for Christ to come, although entirely false and baseless in itself, yet was so widely circulated that there was scarcely a place known where the report was not heard and an interest awakened.